The first reading is a reading from the book of Job. One day when the angels of God came to present themselves before the Lord, Satan also was among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming the earth and patrolling it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job, that there is no one on earth like him, blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil?" But Satan answered the Lord and said, "It is for nothing that Job, is it for nothing that Job is God-fearing? Have you not surrounded him and his family and all that he has with your protection? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock are spread over the land. But now put forth your hand and touch anything that he has, and surely he will blaspheme you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And so one day, while his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses grazing and beside them, and the Sabaeans carried them off in a raid. Then they put the herdsmen to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another came and said, "Lightning has fallen from heaven and struck the sheep and their shepherds and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three columns, seized the camels, carried them off, and put those tending them to the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, another came and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, when suddenly a great wind came across the desert and smote the four corners of the house. It fell upon the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job began to tear his cloak and cut off his hair. He cast himself prostrate upon the ground and said, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked shall I go back again. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And all this Job did not sin, nor did he say anything disrespectful to God. The word of the Lord. Incline your heart, incline your ear to me and hear my word. Incline your ear to me and hear my word. Hear, O Lord, a just suit. Attend to my outcry, hearken to my prayer from the lips without deceit. Incline my ear to me, incline your ear to me and hear my word. From you let my judgment come. Your eyes behold what is right. Though you test my heart, searching it in the night, though you try me with fire, you shall find no malice in me. Incline your ear to me and hear my word. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me, hear my voice. Show your wondrous mercies, O Savior of those who flee from these foes to refuge at your right hand. Incline your ear to me and hear my word. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. An argument arose among the disciples about which was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is the least among all of you is the one who is to be the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." And Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we deal and we begin the book of Job. And always when it comes to Job, the key for him is the Lord is given, the Lord is taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And so that always comes for us about when your pastor asks you, how are you? And then you say blessed as long as the pastor's looking, and outside when he's not around, or if you don't say blessed, I'm okay. Oh, I'm blessed, Father, I'm blessed. Please. This is Job. He had everything taken from him, and he says blessed. God is blessed. Blessed be his name. And that's what it is. It's again to put all focus, not on us, but on God. Sometimes I do that well. Sometimes I don't do that well at all, as all of us. But the point of everything in our life must always be to point to God. That's why when he comes to the gospel and he talks about who's the greatest and who's the least, the greatest want everybody to look at them. They were arguing about who's the greatest. Who's going to look at me? But the least is who's going to look at God. So in our life, every day, it's always about pointing to Jesus, never pointing to us, never pointing to what we do for God, never, never, never. Always be the least, always be blessing God. Always, if someone asks you, how are you? We are blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me, no matter what kind of day I'm having. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and